welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 691. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Morgan and the Organ Donors from Olympia, Washington. The song was So Dark. It's on the band's debut album, M.O.D.S., which came out April 28th of last year, 2023, on Perennial and K Records. It's an indie pop record. Got a little bit of jangle to it, a little bit of punk rock, too. It's got Toby Vail from Bikini Kill as well, which is how I came across that record. But I'm glad I did. That's a good one, and I think you're going to enjoy that one. Pick that one up. We're going to go in the Wayback Machine here for a bit, take you back to 1978 and a band called The Boyfriends. This one's called Jenny. welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. I think we hit the sweet spot with that last set, starting off with the Boyfriends from London. The song I played was Jenny, and it was the B-side of the Don't Ask Me to Explain single that came out in 1978 on United Artists. I picked that one up just because I liked the cover. I didn't realize at the time that was the project of Pat Collier, the bass player from the Vibrators. Looks like there's two other singles that came out after that, and I'm going to have to find those ones. Maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe I'll just order them on Discogs. After that, we heard from TV50 from Kansas City. The song is Better, and it was on an EP, LP, I don't know, Christopher's Rocket that came out in 1995 on Don't Touch Me, CD, I think, though I just picked that one up digitally on Bandcamp, a band that I didn't see much at the time, though I wish we were around now because some of those songs are pretty damn good. Members split off to form Lushbox, Honor Crispin Glover, and probably countless other bands. And then we ended that set off with Heavy Lag from Brooklyn, New York. I played the song Martyr, and that's when the band split with Bad Crime that came out April 5th on Bloated Cat. 9 songs, some of it power pop, some of it pop punk, some of it just punk rock. I'm not sure why I picked that one up. I think maybe one of those bands is touring through. I hope so, because I'd like to see that. That is a good listen there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I'm going to shift here in a little bit of dungeon punk. This is Why Bother with the song High as the Heavens. take on that one, isn't it? That is Rick White from Eric's Trip covering Gary Numan's Cars. You can find that on 20 Golden Hits of the 70s that he just self-released on Bandcamp March 24th at a name your own price. You can also pick up one from the 60s and the 80s, and I featured both of those on the podcast as well. I enjoy his take on things. He tries to keep things about as normal as they can be, keeping the same tempo, just changing some of the instrumentation around to work with what he does, which makes this one an interesting compilation that he doesn't have to change most of the songs very much. That one there's a little shift, but nothing much changes for the Nerves cover or the Nick Lowe cover or the Nat cover. Though those are wonderful songs. Before that, we heard from Why Bother from Mason, Iowa with the song High as the Heavens. It's on the band's new album, Serenading Unwanted Ballads, that came out March 22nd on Feel It Records. Get that one on vinyl. I love everything the band does, and I feature them constantly. We'll call them a favorite here on the podcast. That song might be my favorite thing they've ever done. Just some pop elements in there that work so well within the band's little synthy, dungeony punk stuff. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 691. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Wayne Payne playing at the Hillsiders on the 16th. The headliner of that is a Polish band coming in, but I forget their name, but that should be a hell of a night. On the 17th, Gemini Parks plays at Record Bar. On the 18th, Waxahachie is at the Uptown. Seasoned Risk is at the Record Bar on the 20th, while Still Ill is at Howdy. Dreamist is at Farewell. Creepy Jingles is at the Replay. And Train Dodge is at Minibar. On the 21st, Interrupters playing the Uptown. 24th, Flooding is at Howdy, or Brittany Howard is at Starlight. The 25th, Always is at the Truman, or Graham Parker's at Knuckleheads. 26th, RX Ghost returns to the Brick. William Elliott Whitmore is at Record Bar, and 90 Minute Cassette is at Minibar. Oh, and Roseline has a early matinee that day as well. On the 27th, Uncouth plays the Minibar. Men and Men play the Ship. On the 28th, Cheekface is at the Bottleneck. Cataphract is at Farewell. And on the 30th, Primus plays Azura. Anyway, time for one more track here. I'm going to play something from Kansas City band Hooded Grave. The band just released their new demo called Free from Cages of Mortal Metal, and it is a doom record, lo-fi and fun, a little campy, which is something that makes sense if you know who the folks are in the band. I would tell you, but that would ruin all the fun. The song I'm going to play is a long one. It's called In the Shadow of the Cross, and I hope this is something that you enjoy. If not, well, we'll try again next week. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you then. We'll be right back.
say that when you die, you go to heaven. Here come telecasts.